Welcome to the Spiritual Safe House. Get ready to kick off your shoes and embark on a journey of life, spirituality, healing, and personal growth. I'm Marliana Elissaman, your host, a worldwide psychic medium, empath, energy worker, and healer. Together, we'll explore fascinating discussions, offer insightful readings, and uncover the many truths of this world and our universe. Come on in. Welcome back, you guys. Welcome, welcome. This is Marliana Elissaman, worldwide psychic medium, empath, energy worker, and healer, and this is the Spiritual Safe House. Today, we're going to learn about the 6 medical healing sounds of Qigong, which I am working to use in my daily life, and I'm starting to use with my clients in terms of healing with grief and depression and sadness. For centuries, we have used varying methods of sound as a way to heal, and I'm going to share with you one of those methods today. So there are 6 sounds here that we're going to explore, and I'm going to give you a little tutorial on what to do with each of them. Make sure you're seated in a comfortable position with your feet firmly planted on the ground. Our first sound today is the sound of psss. This sound is related to the lung organ and is associated with the color white. When we are weak with our lungs, we produce sadness, grief, depression, and when our lungs are strong and balanced, we have righteousness, courageousness, confidence. We're going to begin in the seated position, and we're going to raise our hands up to the sky like we're asking for uppies. Yeah, I said it, like we're asking for uppies. Raise your hands up to the sky, and you're going to put your face up to the sky with your hands, and you're going to take a nice deep breath in, and you're going to imagine white energy going into your lungs as you inhale. And as you exhale, you're going to envision the brown energy coming out of your mouth and into the ground where it belongs. As you exhale, we're going to use the psss sound, okay? So I'm going to do it with you. Raise your arms up, turn your face towards the sky, inhale, exhale. We'll do it again. And one more time. Wonderful. Keep imagining that white energy filling your lungs as you continue to breathe. The next sound we're going to explore is like we're telling the kids to be quiet. We're going to shh. This sound is associated with your liver. And your liver's on the right side, and the association color is green, okay? So liver, when we're weak and out of balance, is anger. So much anger. And when our liver is strong, we have an innate sense of kindness towards ourselves and towards others. So let's try and balance our liver, okay? So it's the same exercise. We're going to reach our hands to the sky in uppies. And we're going to turn our face to the sky. And we're going to inhale and imagine green energy filling up our liver. And when we exhale with the shh sound, we're going to imagine the brown energy coming out and grounding. Are you ready? Inhale. And exhale. Shh. And again, inhale and exhale. Last time, guys. Inhale. And exhale. All right. Keep your breathing going. And let's look at number three. Number three is the ha sound, and it's related to the heart. The color associated with this organ is red. And when we're weak, we have hastiness, cruelty, arrogance, thinking we know better. And when it is strong and balanced, it is joy, honor, sincerity, love, compassion. So we're going to do the same exercise. Stay seated with your feet grounded. And we're going to put our hands up to the air and uppies. We're going to turn our face to the sky. And we're going to imagine on the inhale, red energy filling our heart. And on the exhale, we're going to imagine the brown energy coming out and grounding. All right? So let's do this. Inhale. Exhale. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more time, guys. Inhale. And exhale. So this one we kind of subconsciously have a knowing or a remembering about anyways. If you've ever had a deep breath where you're doing one of those, or if you've watched people do it, especially when we're feeling anxiety or we're overwhelmed, it is a way to clear the heart. And it's so beautiful. Keep breathing. We're headed to number four. Number four is the sound, and it has to do with the spleen. So your spleen is kind of related to your solar plexus. The color associated with it is yellow. And this one is a little different. So when we're weak in our spleen solar plexus area, there's a lot of worrying and anxiety ruminating. And when we're strong in our spleen and solar plexus area, there is fairness and an innate openness to people and the world around us. So we're going to stay seated for this one as well, feet firmly planted, and you're going to take your hands and gently press into your solar plexus. And on the breathing in, you're going to imagine yellow energy entering your spleen and solar area. And on the exhale, as you whoo, you're going to imagine the toxin energy coming out and grounding, okay? And you can even lean forward on the exhale with your fingers gently pressing into your solar plexus to give it a little bit more of a release if you would like. So here we are. Place your fingers on your solar and gently press in. And we're going to inhale and imagine yellow energy coming in. And we're going to exhale with a woo and imagine the toxins grounding. Again. Last time, guys. Great job. Slowly remove your fingers from your solar. Stay seated and keep breathing. We're on to number five. Number five is the chew sound. Chew. And it is related to your kidneys. And they're at the back. They're like your small mid-back where they're hanging out. And the color associated with them is actually a really beautiful dark blue. So, and when they're weak, we have a lot of fear in us. And when they're strong, we have a lot of gentleness. So here we are. We're going to stay seated and we're going to put our knees together. You want to take both hands and put them on your knees and link your fingers. So your back rounds and your shoulder rounds, giving your back a nice stretch and your kidneys a nice stretch. Okay. So as we're doing the inhale, you're going to imagine dark blue energy filling your kidneys. And as we exhale with the chew, we're going to envision the toxins coming out and grounding. Okay, so here we go. Put your hands on your knees and link your fingers around your back and your shoulders. And we're going to inhale through the nose again. Dark blue energy into the kidneys and exhale. Choo. And again. Choo. One more time, guys. Choo. All right. Keep breathing. We're on to number six. Number six is hilarious. It is the he sound. And it's just your triple warmer. So it's your torso right from your heart to your root chakra. It's the triple warmer. It gets everything flowing and moving, the energy going and circulating properly. And we're just going to get that going and get things activated here. So the triple warmer, your heart energy is very hot and your sacral energy is quite cool, your sexual energy. So by warming this triple warmer and getting it going, we help to regulate our body and our emotions, and it promotes a real general well-being. Okay, so we're going to stand, sit or lay comfortably and imagine the energy cycling around in our torso from heart to root. It is your choice what you would like to do. I'm going to sit with my feet firmly planted on the ground, and I'm just going to inhale through the nose and imagine all of that beautiful energy, the triple warmer, rotating and circulating in my body. I like to imagine the energy going in through my third eye and down to my heart and then circulating through the triple warmer. So here we go. We'll do three breaths. Inhale through the nose and exhale. We're going to say he. Okay. Inhale. Exhale. He. Again. Inhale. Exhale. He. Again, last time. Inhale. And exhale. He. Wonderful. Keep breathing. Take a moment to sit and feel yourself. And we're going to finish with one last fun little one, okay? It is called the humming bee breath, and it is used to awaken the inner fire through the use of this breath work, okay? So now that we've got the triple warmer going, we've got everything activated and flowing, we're just going to kick it into high gear. And this is very easy to do and kind of fun. If you've ever made humming bee noises, you know what you're doing already. So all we're going to do is keep sitting, feet firmly planted. We're going to lightly press our lips together and slightly open our teeth. We're going to bring the inner gaze to our third eye. So think about your third eye, and we're going to breathe in through the nose. And when we exhale, we're going to make a smooth and as even as we can hum sound like a bee. And you can do this for 3 to 5 minutes as you feel the vibration throughout your body, okay? And there's no saying you got to do it for 3 to 5 minutes. You can do it 2 or 3 times. You can do it 1 time. Whatever you find resonates with you. So here we go. We're going to breathe in through the nose. And we're going to make the B sound. One more time, guys. Breathe in and breathe out. Wonderful. I hope you guys have enjoyed the 6 medical sounds of Qigong, and I hope you enjoyed the bumblebee breath. It's fun. It makes you feel good. I can already feel my chest vibrating open this morning. What a beautiful way to start the day, you guys. So thanks for joining me in the Safe House today. I hope you learned something new and you can put it into your tool belt as a daily or every other day practice, a part of your spiritual practice, or if you're just beginning, just explore it and find out what it's all about. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Marliana Lissaman, and this is the Spiritual Safe House.